And now please join me in welcoming two Earth Angels, Jeffrey Hoppe and Linda Benyo. Come on down.
Thank you, David. I wanted to start out today's meeting with that song, Welcome or Calling All Angels. I'm sure that so many of you have felt that your energy being called on in the last couple weeks since the tsunami. It was a very good experience for us to go through in being energy movers and to help facilitate a very difficult and a very challenging process for all the people that were involved in it, but also all of the world. The tsunamis affected everyone, affected the consciousness of humanity. Even the literal physical earth wobbled as a result of the earthquake and a result of the oceans shaking and changing. I know that so many of us felt, in the month of December, we felt the depression, the anxiety. We felt there's something going on. And if you remember the channel from last month, which I'll go over today, there was so much that was said in there that was leading up to it without Tobias or Metatron actually saying, you know, something's going to happen and being very specific about it. But they were saying, guys, you know, you're energy movers now, you're feeling now. Be able to discern what's you, what's coming from you, and what's coming from the outside. Don't get caught in all of it. Don't internalize all of it as your own. Understand that he even gave a number like 93.5% of everything you're feeling right now is stuff you're feeling from the outside, energy that you're moving. So many people were feeling the depression before the last shoud into the month of December, the anxiety. And so many of us felt a release even after the tsunami. So many of us felt our energies being used right afterwards to help with the transition. Tobias is normally around pretty much all the time. I mean, he gives me and gives Linda plenty of space. But I can always kind of feel his presence right after the tsunami and really up until about 2 days ago, I didn't feel him at all. I mean, he was off busy doing things. When he finally popped back in, he said, they've been busy. And he said, we've been calling all angels. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, we'd like to. Now, I saw Donna take her Altoid, so she must have known what was coming.
Take her what?
An Altoid, a breath mint.
Oh, an Altoid. Oh, geez. Hang on a second here. I better dig in. Okay, what's going to happen?
Okay.
Oh, no, that was the wrong pill. Damn. Oh, this is going to be a good channel. Go ahead.
You're funny already today, now, aren't you? Okay. There's no recovering from that.
Where do you go from here?
The hell if we don't change our ways.
Right.
Want to take a moment and ask everyone to introduce yourself to at least two people you don't know very well and give them a hug.
And what if you're sitting at home by yourself?
Hug yourself.
Good. All right.
You can. He said we can relate to other things. So hug a plant.
Hug an angel around you if you're at home. Hug an angel.
I love you. Great. How about you?
Oh, we just get away with a hug.
I don't know you.
I never know if this is.
How are you doing, Judy?
Hello, Garrett. I know you're listening.
Always nice to see you. I'm glad you're here. Yeah.
I get it.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, God.
How have you been
scary.
Lately?
Good.
You can't be in Colorado because there aren't gas stations
you
just
do.
Everywhere.
You do. Actually, it's a good thing. Maybe you can help teach that to other people because they really get caught in stuff.
That's fine. You did good.
And, I mean,
much
they're
better
like,
than when he drives.
Well, I do. I do. Because, you know, partly because they get to be real sensitive and
that's
then they get caught
said.
In drama and they don't know
that's
how to get out.
In the mountains. Where the cell phones don't
No, you are sensitive. You are sensitive, but somewhere along the point you said, I'm not going to get caught in this stuff. I'm going to be the observer.
It's like the Ryan Mudd channel story years ago.
Yeah.
They just haven't got it.
Exactly.
It's all simple, Jeff. Everything's simple.
It is so simple. So
simple.
Now,
people give me a fortune to your simple things.
I know. But they have to hear it. I got to give you a hug. Say hi. How are you doing? Yes, I remember. Yeah, Canada. And yeah. And you're going to the school. Good. I never know whether my mic is on or not. So.
Hey, I don't know you.
Hello, dear. Okay. We get everybody
Can we
back.
Bring this back into order.
Look at you. Brought
know,
it into.
Chaos. I love it. It's awesome. Could we come back to order? Thank you. Okay. Did you have something else to say?
No.
Where are we going? This?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now, let's talk about some of our guests. We have the handy, grandy mic. Okay.
Yeah, we always have a lot of people come here to Cold Creek Canyon from really all over the world. And I always have to wonder, what are they going to think when they come in here? Because this is just a very rustic, kind of a mountain, not even a lodge, just a little building. But there's so much good energy in here.
There is.
There really is. But
the water
it's we're very rustic here.
That's an understatement.
Yes, but I love it.
The toilets have been working.
The toilets are working. What more could you
the
ask
urinal's
for?
The urinal's not so good, but the toilet's working.
Yes.
Okay,
let's introduce our guests today.
From Stuttgart, Germany, Thomas Gerke.
Oh.
There we go. Welcome.
Hello, welcome. Do you want to say hello to...
Hello to you all.
Yeah.
I'm here to... because I'm lead to do so. And, got... Hope to get the chance to get a question afterwards.
Good. I give you a little clue to that.
Yeah.
Well, right after we take the break, after the channel, run up there.
To the front.
Matter of fact, just go there right now. Make sure you get in line.
And plant your shoes in the ground and refuse to move.
I took the chance now, and if it's going to be happen, it will be happen. I'm channeling by myself a little bit.
Yes.
I'm looking for the Inigo Child, and I'm on my way, and, that's pretty fair. I would like to say now thank you for everybody who is translating Crime Circle,
yes,
especially in German, because even if I'm able to speak pretty good English,
pretty good.
I'm very happy that someone translated into German. So I would like to say thank you to everybody who is translating these, and thank you to everybody in here. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you for being here. Thanks.
From Mexico City, Mexico, we have Miss Gabriela Contreras.
Bravo!
Nichols!
Would you like to say
Nichols.
Hello? Say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Oh, she's shy.
Yeah. Say hello to Luli.
You know, I knew it was going to happen sooner or later.
Yes. Good height. Yes.
Nichols is getting angry.
It was bound to happen.
Oh, yes.
I guess if it's going to be anyone, it might as well be you.
No. Hello, I'm very happy once again to be here and to have the opportunity of beginning the year being with Chambra and with this channel. And in name of my Mexican friends, Luli Condesa and myself, I say hello on their name to all of you. They were really liking to come here, but they couldn't make it. And we hope that you can make it in February. Sorry because of this commercial, but we're having a seminar on February. So internet, whatever, everybody's there listening. Go to the Mexico seminar because it is going to be the best.
The best.
Going to Mexico, yes. Ever, and she is one of our three sponsors.
We're going to have tequila during the break.
Yes. Lots of tequila and lots of fun.
Thank you, Mrs. Nichols.
Thank you.
And now Mrs. Nichols for everybody. Too.
Yeah.
I really hope everyone is not so shy.
I know. Yes. Please don't hold back.
Yes. Rita Kumli from Zurich, Switzerland.
Hi, Rita.
Hello to everybody. Well, I'm from Zurich, Switzerland. Yes. I'm very excited to be here. A little bit nervous what's coming up.
You're going to the Obama school.
That's it, yes.
Yes, yes.
I can feel
don't be nervous. Be frightened.
Yeah. Be afraid.
Be afraid. Do you want to say hi to everybody in Zurich?
Hello to everybody in Switzerland. Yes. Und speziell natürlich zu allen auftretenden Frenis Platz. Und viel Glück zum Geburtstag für Tiara und speziell hi André.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Matthew Abdi from Arlington, Virginia.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Matthew, you look very familiar. Have we met before? Have you been to the workshops?
No.
You might want to hold the mic up to your...
No. This is the first time I'm here.
Oh, that's right. I saw you in the bathroom. That's where we met
before. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I knew it was somewhere. Yeah.
I am being introduced to the Crimson Circle by the lady from Australia. Auntie Barbara, if you can hear me, I love you, and I made it here. And I'm from Washington, D.C., but originally from Iran. So anybody listening from Iran, I say hello to them also.
Great.
And good to be here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Our friend from St. Petersburg, Florida, Bill Austin.
Hello, Bill. Go ahead, stand up, Bill. Let everybody see us.
Oh, I know you're shy, Bill.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, it's a new year, a new moment, and I'm so new to the Crimson Circle, but so many of you seem so familiar. I don't know why.
Yes. Thank you, Bill.
Another shy one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bill was one of the early, early Crimson Circle
yes,
people.
He was.
Has since moved to Florida, and it's good to see you back here. What a production, huh? With the cameras and oh yeah, you're going to the Obama School this week.
I'm very scared too.
Yes. Do you all kind of you sit together like to
yeah.
like just to hold each other's energies? Yes, yes.
No, I'm sitting on the second row.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Don't get contaminated.
No, we don't want that. Leslie Havim from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Welcome, Leslie.
Hello, Leslie.
Nice
good to see
you
again.
Yeah.
I finally made it after many tries getting up here.
So yes.
So hello, Albuquerque, because
yes.
They all wanted to come, and I was the only one that made it up.
Isn't it lovely here, though?
It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's rustic.
Quaint and charming and rustic.
Charming.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Glad to see you.
And Christeva Stack from Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Christeva. Yes. Right up here, David. And we saw you at the Toronto workshop, back in September,
fall.
I think.
September.
In the fall,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a wonderful workshop.
Yes, it was.
I really enjoyed
that
it.
That was fun.
And I'm really happy to be here. Happy to see some familiar faces. I've been here once before. And looking forward to the class.
You're going to the Obama School also. Yeah.
Brave, another brave soul.
Yes, yes.
So, good to be here.
Good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And, you know, sometimes people kind of, we see them and then we don't for a long time. Well, a special welcome back to our friend, Pearl Snyder.
Hello, Pearl.
Hi,
way
Pearl.
In the back.
Glad you could be
go
here.
Go ahead, stand up, Pearl. Come on.
Pearl's one of very, very early Crimson Circle supporters, and we're happy to see her again.
You can say
awesome.
Anything you want, Pearl.
You look great.
Well, thank you.
You've been taking care of yourself, honey.
Well, thank you. I have, you know. I moved far away. I moved to Denver.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Took a job and moved. So, you know, time has passed. But this morning on Impulse, today was the day. And I got so excited.
Great.
Running on 72 and coming up the canyon. Same old feeling. So it's great to be
did there. You know we had all the cameras? And
Yeah.
Did you know you were going to be on the air?
No. I have been in touch with a few.
Yes.
So I've kept abreast of things,
yes.
if you will.
So. Good. Well, it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd also like to welcome everybody that's listening in today on the internet or watching. Are we live, John? Everything is cool. Okay.
We can feel
wow. Yes. We appreciate it if you're new listening in. As David mentioned, we talked for a little bit here. We're going to review the last month's Shoud because we tend to kind of forget. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming events. Then we'll get into
The last Shoud can be different in hindsight, isn't it?
It's triggering a whole new meeting. When I was putting together the slides, I realized how much stuff was in there based on the events that have happened in the world. As you all know, on December 26th, the earthquake that happened in the Indian Ocean area near, I believe it was near Sri Lanka, and in Indonesia area, it was incredible. First of all, the magnitude of the earthquake, the magnitude of the release that occurred, the magnitude of the change. It was also interesting to see that the type of devastation. This is a shot that Jim Van Gissen sent to me. This is one of the islands before the tsunami. And if you look carefully, this is the island after. I mean, that's before again, and that's the after. The devastation was incredible. As I mentioned when we first came up here, I know so many of us were feeling it. And if you just reflect back to, even before the Shoud last month, during the month of December, things that were going on inside you, feelings that you were getting, and maybe it wasn't, oh, there's going to be an earthquake and a tsunami, but a feeling of change, a feeling of needing a major release. It's been incredible. It's been incredible. I guess from my standpoint, how long it took for the governments of the world to understand that there was really a problem. I mean, it seemed like it took forever before we really started seeing it on the news. Now that's all you hear. The amazing part has been how people all over the world are reaching out in every way they can. Little kids selling Kool-Aid so they can send the money overseas. People donating in massive amounts, people gathering together like we are today and just sending our love and blessings. From the work we've been doing over the last few years, Tobias said there's really no need to pray for anything. It's a matter of putting our love and blessings out to that region, and really to all of the world, but particularly that region. When we do that, when we're not trying to change anything, when we're fearlessly accepting everything that happens, that allows us as energy movers to send our energy out as a potential for those who choose to use it. We're not inflicting it on anybody. We're not trying to make change. We're allowing the energies to move through us and then go to the people who want to use them, perhaps want to use them to rebuild their countries, to rebuild their lives, for the ones who have passed on to the other side, to take a look at why they left right now, take a look at the great changes that are taking place all over the earth. That's an amazing time, and I guess more than anything, it's restored so much of my faith in humanity, everybody reaching out. So I would also encourage everyone who's here today and listening in to do the same, to send a donation, to send your love and blessings, and when we do this, it can really make a difference. So let's talk a little bit about last month. Tobias was very specific. He said, call this take care of yourself. He's usually not that specific about the title, but he said right in the channel, take care of yourself. Linda's going to play the part of Tobias here.
It's a tough role.
I know it is. But these are some of the extracts of what Tobias had to say.
When things are embodied within you, you can let go of the need to try to figure it out, to try to make sense of it, and to simply sense it.
I just love that, what he said. You don't have to try to make sense out of it like an intellectual thing anymore. And of course, we've been trained to do that and trained to use our brains. You don't have to try to make sense out of it. You just have to sense it. Huh? And when you start sensing things, feeling things, the knowingness will come to you, the understanding. But I just kind of extracted that because I thought it was really one of the nice Tobiasisms. He went on to say,
sometimes your benchmark says, I must try to hold on to the old ways of thinking. I must try to maintain that old way of clarity, the old way of pulling up information. And then you panic and you think, what's going on here? Take a different look. Change the benchmark.
Tobias talked quite a bit about changing the benchmark. And what he means by that is we measure our lives, we measure our success, we measure how we feel and how we're thinking by old patterns, by old energy. And that's how we see ourselves. He even talked about, take a look at yourself in the mirror, literally. And he said, then close your eyes, take a deep breath, and look again and look beyond. You're going to start seeing something different. He's saying change the benchmark. So many people have been going through tough times because they keep comparing against an old benchmark, an old measuring stick. So he said, open up, allow yourself to create that new way of measuring, the new way of benchmarking, and then you're not going to get into all that trouble in your head. I thought it was a wonderful statement.
Invite in the energies of your voice and spirit, Metatron. Feel how the Metatron energy has changed since we first brought him in.
Well, I should have known, being that this was the Christmas channel. I thought Yeshua would show up for sure.
Not a chance.
No, but instead, Tobias invited Metatron in. And he also said, yeah, with Metatron, feel the difference in the energy. I can remember the first time Metatron came into one of our gatherings a couple of years ago, it was intense. I felt like my circuits were burned out for a week afterwards.
Circuits did burn out that time, didn't they?
That was a different time.
Oh, that's
that, yeah. But anyway, Metatron came in. I guess I just thought, okay, well, that's today's guest. Little did I know, Metatron tends to really come into the close earth realms when things are going to change, when things are going to be very, very affected. His energy is so strong. And it's also, as you know, Metatron is our voice in spirit. It's our strength coming through. And so supposedly we knew something was up. But anyway, Tobias said, feel the Metatron energy. It should be different now. It shouldn't be as difficult to hold or to feel as it was before. He went on to say,
there does come a time for everything to be leased from its old structure. Energy has to continue to flow. That is why there is this thing called death on earth. So everything can be released from its structure and evolve. It is the same with stories, with parts of yourself and aspects of yourself. Sooner or later, the structure needs to go.
This is so much part of the theme of last month. And again, I didn't really remember it until I reread the channel. But he keeps talking about releasing the old structure, letting things go, literally talking here about death on earth. Sometimes it does happen. I mean, sooner or later. You know, we all go through it. But sometimes these things like the tsunami happen, and it's part of an overall process. He went on to say,
there's another group off to the side, a group of dreamers. They're sitting away from the others, dreaming, talking about what can be. They are dreamers. They are philosophers even at this young age. They are talking about possibilities and potentials. As you know, you are the dreamers. You are the dreamers for humanity. You are the ones who go beyond. You are the ones who envision a new reality and a new potential.
You remember he told the story about the playground, the children's playground. He said there's all sorts of group of children. There's some off on one side fighting. There's some off on another side playing games. There's a group somewhere else just chatting or even gossiping. And he said that on the playground there's a group of children that are the dreamers. They're off dreaming about things, talking about what ifs, envisioning and potentials that could be brought in. And he said that was us. You might feel a connection to that when you were younger. You might feel that connection even now. One of the things he said was that we've always tried to be normal, tried to make ourselves normal. He said, ain't going to happen. He said, you're the dreamers. You're the ones who help create the new potentials. Literally said, we're helping to dream for humanity. He went on to say,
the dreamers, the pioneers, set the stage for change to take place. Then they become the first ones to experience it. It changes everything for everyone. It sets up the potential for overall change. It moves energy. This is what you are doing now.
This goes back to the whole theme that he said, go from being energy holders to energy movers. And he's talked about that in the last couple of shouds, helping to move energy through. He also talks about the fact that things we have experienced in our life in the last 5 or 10 years in particular were things that we set up to experience ourselves So we had the compassion and the understanding, and we also had the fortitude to deal with things that would come later. We're doing so much on behalf of humanity. We're doing so much energy moving and dreaming. We had to give ourselves some of those experiences. I think everyone here and everyone listening in knows what it's like to go through some really, really tough times, knows what it's like to go through some of the internal earthquakes, knows what it's like to feel the despair, feel the depression, but also knows what it's like to feel that we really are doing something, we really are moving forward.
You're doing this on behalf of all. You are setting up the change. You're helping to create the quantum leap. You dreamt it. You have dreamt it over and over again since the days of Atlantis. From the moment you took that first breath in this lifetime, it was about dreams and new potentials and of quantum leap. You have been dreaming it ever since.
I thought it was also interesting that he referenced Atlantis here based on everything that's transpired over the last few weeks. And as you know, Tobias has talked quite often about the quantum leap. He's even set a date for it, September 18th, 2007. Nothing will happen on that date in particular, but it's everything that happens afterwards. And he's trying to prepare all of us right now. We're all going through our own quantum leap. Yeah, for those watching on the internet, you're probably not seeing it, but all of a sudden our projector started to flicker. But we're also going through our own quantum leap. And that's why so many people are attracted to the Crimson Circle, so many people are Chambra, because we're going through a process really before the rest of the Earth does. He went on to say,
we told you from the beginning, this work isn't for everyone. It's not for every human. It's not for every metaphysician. We've told you that we were going to ask you to look within yourself so deeply and so clearly that you could learn to fall in love with you again. Not an easy thing to do for a human. That was 40 words.
40 words. That's you nice. Counted them while you were talking?
That one sentence was 40 words. That's obscene.
Linda always struggles to read these because it's you know, Tobias spoke them and he kind of is talking
that
fast.
That one sentence is 40 words.
Well, I don't think he's trying to be grammatically correct.
Apparently
correct.
Not.
Sorry? But as this slide said, this is tough work, even for metaphysicians. You know, there's a lot of people in the New Age metaphysical arena that just aren't attracted to it. And Tobias told me right from the start, this will not draw big groups. I thought he meant 12 people. And but it's tough work. We're being forced to look within. We're being forced to release a lot of things. We're being forced to really take a look at what we thought was our own identity, who we were. There's so much in here that has to do with getting to the core and getting to the essence and getting to the truth. And that's not always fun to do. Sometimes it's really fun to go out there and play those games and live in your story. But Tobias says this isn't for everyone. What we're really learning to do throughout this whole process is fall in love with ourselves again. I want to write a song. Ralph, you ought to write a song. Falling in love with me. And limited market, right. I guess that would sound kind of funny playing on the radio.
I think you should sing that lead line again.
I don't think so. I think that was Tobias. Anyway.
It was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. I was kind of impressed. Could you sing that to me tonight?
Falling in love with me?
Yeah, why not? Whatever puts you in a good mood. Okay. Energy at its pure core, even the energy of spirit, is what you would consider to be in a neutral state of being. We know that there are some who would challenge us on that. The energy of God or spirit is not in the form of light or in the form of good. It simply is. Is neutral. At least from the understanding that you would have today, is neutral.
This is an interesting theory. As you know, Tobias has talked a lot about what old energy is. It's a vibrational energy that has a positive and a negative aspect to it, and it's always interplaying. He's talking about new energy doesn't have that type of physics to it. And he's saying here in this statement that energy at its core source is absolutely neutral, and that's why in a way, scientists have never been able to see God. They're looking for an effect. They're looking for something that has dynamics to it. But core energy is neutral. He says that God isn't even light. God just is. So it gives you a lot to think about in terms of what we're doing, what's happening in our lives right now, kind of where we're going. He went on to say,
energy seeks to evolve, seeks to experience, seeks to know itself. Therefore, it needs to find a source that's willing to activate it, that's willing to play with it. Energy moves into every human, every life form on Earth, even things that are non-life forms. Energy has a desire and a love to express itself, even though it is neutral.
What an amazing thing, this neutral energy, yet it has a desire to express itself. It has a desire to move itself. And what does it do? It comes to us. It moves through us. And that's really the kind of the essence of this whole new energy thing. We're bringing in all sorts of energies that are in a neutral state that want to play, that want to be expressed. And, you know, Tobias says over and over, it comes to you. And this slide is an example of how it does that.
When energy is held, it becomes stagnant. It becomes old. It wants release. It will find its release at the weakest point. The weakest point is generally things like unhappiness, sadness, darkness, depression, frustration, anxiety.
It's an important thing for us as energy movers to know. Energy wants to move. It doesn't like being stagnant. It doesn't really like being trapped. It wants to move. It will find its way out one way or the other. Again, evidenced by the earthquake and the tsunamis. It will find its way out in you, in things like depression or anxiety or frustration or these things that Tobias mentions. It finds its way out at the weakest point, but it needs to keep moving. Another important thing to remember in your own life, and another thing to remember as being an energy mover.
The new energies have to have a source of flow. That's why energy movers are needed, not energy holders, but energy movers. That's why we've told Chandra, it's time to be energy movers. It's about allowing neutral energies to come in, to be blessed with your divinity and your humanness in this reality and in this dimension, and then to move it through.
So what we really do is we bring in these energies. We can experience it in our own lives. We can experience it in our own bodies and our own realities, but then we keep it moving through. We don't need to do anything to the energies. We don't have to attach a charge to them. We don't have to say, energies that are coming in, please go out and change the world, or please, you know, resolve the wars, or please do anything. We just have to move them. When they move through you as a spiritual being, as a God also, it touches, it's brushed with your divinity. It has a blessing that's put on it. It has a potential that's put on it and then goes out to the rest of the world. Anyone who chooses then to use that can do so. They can bring that into their reality. I think there's a tendency that we think that we have to put a type of charge on it. We have to say, well, I want such and such to happen. It's not about that. Compassion has it that you would bring the energy in, let it be brushed with your divinity, and then let it flow out to the rest of the world. The rest of the world, the rest of the humans, have to decide for themselves when they want to change, when they want to let go of their stories. We can't do it for them. We can only give them that blessing. It's exactly what the angels do for us. They don't make change happen. They don't make us do certain things. They don't tell us what to do. They are simply there, letting energies move through them, passing it on to us as a potential that we can use if we want. Next.
First of all, more important than anything on the list is to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. More important, we almost don't even want to go into the other points here because this is dominant. This prevails above all. Take care of yourself.
I think we got the point.
he actually
went on and on. I could have done about 10 slides. He kept on saying, take care of yourself. He even wanted this shout title, take care of yourself. Now, it sounds a little bit selfish. Matter of fact, Tobias said it's time to be selfish. Why not? You have to take care of yourself. If you're not taking care of your physical body and all the needs in your life, if you're not taking care of the things that bring you joy and pleasure, if you're not allowing abundance into your life, if you're not allowing health to just flow into your life, you're not taking care of yourself. What good are you to anyone else? How can you be an energy mover if you're broken down? How can you be an energy mover if you're still a martyr, still carrying around those 2x4s and nails? It doesn't serve you anyway.
It looks impressive, though.
It looks impressive, yes. Yes. Even Yeshua wants to get off the cross, so it's about time we do. We tend to think it's selfish. We tend to think that we have to give everything to everyone else. We tend to think it has to be painful and difficult and full of suffering. Tobias says, uh-uh. As energy movers, you're going to be processing a tremendous amount of stuff. Earthquakes that happen and tsunamis that happen. You're going to be processing that, letting it in through you. If your system isn't strong, it's going to be rough. It's going to be difficult. One of the things I learned when I started channeling was I did have to take care of myself. I had to have my away time and my alone time. I had to be selfish once in a while, meaning that I had to take care of myself. It doesn't have to be at Linda's expense, although it might have been once in a while.
But, you're not so bad.
But it meant I need to keep...
You make up for it the other side?
I need to... wow. Maybe we should go to the next slide. It's important to take care of yourself. Don't feel bad about it. You need to do it. And Tobias and Metatron just went on and on about that. Take care of yourself.
But people do misunderstand that sometimes, because we say take care of yourself and to be selfish, it doesn't mean you have to do it at the expense of anyone
else.
I mean, that's where the misunderstanding
falls. No, it means if you need alone time, if you need to go buy yourself, some new clothes or something, not even if you need to, if you want to. Actually, one of the best ways to get abundance flowing is to go out and buy something. You know that? Now, a lot of people argue about that. Oh, no, I have to budget and I only have this much. Then you're locked into that story. You want money? Go out and buy something. And we're going to talk. Linda's like, oh, my God, what are you telling him? We're going to talk more about that. We have a workshop coming up here in March with Janice Burney, and she's really going to emphasize the point. She's a senior financial executive with a Fortune 100 company, and she's going to come and talk about how to bring abundance in your life. One of the things she's going to say is go out and buy something. Moving energy, taking care of yourself. So anyway, you went on to say.
Second, allow energy to flow in and allow it to flow out. You don't need to hold on to it. There's going to be a tendency to think you have to hold on, to think you have to force it or push it or do something with it. Let it flow in. Let it flow out.
Quick question. How do you let it flow in and how do you let it flow out? Norma, they've been listening. You breathe. And it's a wonderful thing to do anyway. I love starting the morning with just a little bit of breathing, not forced breathing. I don't make myself do it in a particular way. Matter of fact, every day I do it a little bit different. I just breathe in, see how it feels. Some days it's deep. Some days it's not. I just quit smoking, so it's really deep these days. It really feels good. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You look more handsome. You have this beautiful color
Thank
in your
you.
Skin. And
Thank you.
You just, it's awesome. It's
no,
cool.
No Nikki Fitz. The first day or two was a little rough.
You weren't bad.
But it hasn't been bad. It was just one of those things. I'm going to breathe it through. I'm going to release. Actually, I'm going to fully embody smoking first. So if you're a smoker, if you're thinking about it, I understand where you're at, truly. I mean, I smoked for way too many years. But I fully embodied smoking first. I didn't hate it. I realized I had fun with it for 33 years of my life. And I played all sorts of games with it. It was a wonderful escape. Like right after a workshop. Well, gotta go, gotta have a cigarette. It was an escape. And it was wonderful, but I'm done with it. So now I breathe. breathe, fully breathed in smoking, love smoking, and then let it go.
Has anybody ever heard that the worst non-smokers are ex-smokers?
I know. Yeah.
He's going there.
I'm going there.
He's going.
So anyway, you let it flow in, you let it flow out through the breathing. Just a little conscious breathing during the day will keep the energies moving through you. It doesn't have to be a mental game at all. Just breathe. And when you're breathing, so I'm breathing all the energies in, bringing them into my life, now flowing them out for everyone else. He went on to say.
Second. Oh, no, that's
no.
Third.
Yes.
Some of you have already been moving energies, but you've been disappointed because you have expectations of the outcome. The expectations are often based in old benchmarks. You think that if a certain quantity of new energy moves through, a certain reaction should take place on the outside. That is the old energy in, energy out equation. That equation changes with the new.
So we get in trouble sometimes because we have expectations, really everything in our, so many things in our spiritual life. We have expectations of what it means to move energy. As I was going through these the slides last night, putting this together and remembering last month's shout, I'm all of a sudden instructing them to say, oh my God, Tobias, we're moving energies and look what happened on the other side of the world. And Tobias popped in and said, you got to think about what could have happened if you hadn't been doing all this. Other things that could have been a lot more severe. So he said, you are moving energies. You are helping to ease things. He went on to say,
what if you were to allow a pure energy within and bless it with your beingness, your God self, and let it flow out with no agenda? Imagine what that could do to help those who choose healing. Imagine what it could do if they chose peace. Imagine what it could do if they choose to be creative. Imagine what it could do if it wasn't limited, if it had no agenda on it.
So it goes back to the whole concept of no agenda. We don't have to attach anything to it. Just the fact that it's been blessed with our divinity and then is released to consciousness as a potential is all we need to do. And he's saying, imagine what could happen if we don't attach an agenda or a duality energy to the new energies moving in. We simply let it flow in and let it flow out. Let it go to the people who do want to use it to make changes in your life.
You are going to find energies of animals, trees, plants, and of the earth now coming to you to be moved. They're trapped. They are in prison. If you are having dreams at night where you feel you're trying to get out of a prison, get out from underneath being buried underground, you're picking up energies of others, other people, other stories that want to be released. It's coming to you now because you have given permission. This is another 40-word sentence.
Yes, yes. He likes those. Anyway, what Tobias is saying here is, again, reinforces what we talked about before. Energies, people, things, either physical or non-physical, are going to start coming to you. They want to be in your energy. They want to feel what it's like in the movement of energy that you're doing. So it's going to attract all sorts of things to you. You're going to pick up on energy such as the earthquake before it happened and even after it happened. There's some of you that I've emailed or talked to since the tsunamis have felt that there's entities who are crossing over, who have crossed over, who are coming to them now for just some sort of reassurance and some sort of understanding that the new energy is moving in and they can be part of it.
Now, audience, notice we need participation after the second sentence.
Okay.
Remember, you're not trying to save the world. We are going to have to come and slap your hands if you do. The world doesn't need saving. Some of the world wants to change. That's why we're here. That's why you are here. The rest of the world is having a tremendous good time on their playground, telling their stories, playing their games, fighting their fights. They are loving it. Honor them for it.
So what he's saying here is, again, so much of what we're here for right now is to be teachers, is to help the others in on all levels, on this dimension and the other dimension. They're going to be coming to us one way or the other for help, but the rest who don't, Tobias says, you don't need to save them. The world, the playground is doing just fine. Don't take that burden on yourself, changing the world.
We want to address one more thing in this shoud. Issues that have been deeply troubling some of you. You call these things depression and anxiety. You've been battling with this, Chandra. You've been having a difficult time. It is difficult for us to watch, too. It is so overwhelming, so difficult. It's a natural part of the process, unfortunately. But it doesn't have to be so difficult.
I know particularly before the last shout, people were really going through a lot of stuff, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, and really a lot of changes that were coming about. From talking to people over the last couple of weeks, a lot of that settled out in their own lives. A lot of it's coming back in. Part of it is when the energy changes, it creates a natural depression. It creates a void, and we tend to fall into it. And we tend to get very worried. We tend to start these battles in the head. And Tobias says, just feel it. Actually embody the depression. Feel it. And now that's probably the last thing you want to do. You want to get rid of it. But he said, literally embody it and bring it into your reality. Find out why it's there. And a lot of times you'd be surprised it's really not you. You're feeling outside things. Sometimes it is you. And usually it's saying that there's some big change coming about.
In this depression, in this darkness, you are not alone. You are surrounded by angels from our side of the veil who are helping to maintain a balance, helping you to go through this process. We are aware of what you are going through. You will come out of the other side of it, and you will come out while you are still here on Earth.
That was the good news.
Thank God.
You'll come through it while you're still here on Earth.
Phew. All righty.
I know sometimes when you go through the depression, through the darkness, you feel totally alone. And if you're not feeling alone, you feel it's really only the boogeyman that's there. Tobias is continually saying, we're right there with you. And if you really open up, you'll be able to feel them, even though that's a tough time to do it. But he's just reassuring that you are never alone, that they're always there.
Allow yourself to be fully embodied in it. Through the full embodiment of the depression and the anxiety comes a new type of energy and a new type of movement. Through the deep embodiment of this depression will come the energies of your past lives, the energies of every sub-reality you've ever created. They will come rushing in to work with you, moving you through this depression.
So when you're not trying to deny it or fight the depression, but when you actually allow yourself to embody it, allow it to just come rushing in, which again is not a natural thing, not something we think is going to be fun, but just let all of that depression, all that anxiety be embodied within you. Feel every part of it. So when you do that, that allows all the other energies from past lives, from sub-realities, other realities, and the angelic realms to come in, and that's when the change and the movement really takes place.
The anxiety is deep right now because you can feel impending change. You can feel something is going to give. But the question is that something within you or something outside of you? You are feeling an anxiety because you are more sensitive than ever. You are feeling anxieties from within yourself and in the world all around you. These energies can be overwhelming. Wow.
Wow. Said we were feeling impending change. Something was going to give. You're feeling it within yourself, and you're feeling it in the world all around you.
It's sort of an understatement, wasn't
it? Yeah. As you become more sensitive, you do feel more of these things. And again, keep that energy moving through you. Embody it, but then let it move through you. And pretty soon you'll start to discern what's you and what's the outside stuff. And apparently there was a lot of people that were feeling this pent-up energy that was about to be released in the earth. So that was last month's shout. It'd be interesting to see what we're going to have this month.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. That was really bright enough.
Yeah. I want to take just a moment to welcome Swiss Chandra. They're listening in today. Some of them are even here, Rita and Mark. And yeah, this is a shout of the group in Switzerland. And it's also Tira's birthday today. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We wanted to, yes, take this time to, she's the one with the arrow pointing to her. And if you have pictures of your group or even just of yourself, send them in to ShambraAngel@earthlink.net or just any of the addresses you find on the website. I'd love to show them during our monthly meetings. Just show people here and around the world what your group it looks like. So make sure to send those in. Digital pictures, please. Just a real quick note. We have 3 new Ask Tobias sessions now available on CD. Do you have them over there, Ricky? Or they're on the rack here? Yeah, 3 new ones. They're really good. The one on abundance with Janice Burney. She does an hour-long talk first, and then Tobias and Janice and Linda talk a little bit about abundance. They talk a lot about abundance. There's another Ask Tobias on biological rejuvenation that was hosted by Dr. Doug Davies and Keith Smith. Yeah, see, she's holding up a copy. To hold it up for the cameras. Yeah, there you go. And good job, Roy. Good. Yes, I know it's whiting out over there. You're washed out, but that's all right. You know, she gets to be on TV for a little bit. And then the third one with Jeffrey Rumsey on death and dying. These were done in San Diego in mid-November. Really, really good information.
Different
that was
too.
A great weekend. Yeah. Information that Tobias has not talked about before. It was wonderful. So these are now available on the Internet, or we have some copies here today. Okay, let's talk about upcoming Chamber gatherings. We'll go through this kind of quick because we're running out of time.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Wow. We always do every month. Every month I say I'm going to have less slides because everybody's in their seat. They've got to go to the bathroom. Or
they're chomping at the bit for the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, they're waiting for that chocolate back there.
Chocolate,
yes.
Problem here.
Okay, next week or whatever that is, January 14th through the 16th, we're going to be in Cayucas, California.
Good.
Okay, yes, Central California. For there's a conference there, the Everyday Masters Conference. We're going to be guest speakers. White Eagle and Mark through Jeanette Crowley will be there also, along with about a dozen other speakers. If you want to register, go to the link on our website or go to infospirittrek.com. So next weekend. That'd be nice, going to California. Tobias said if there are going to be earthquakes.
It's been raining and flooding, great.
I know. That's what I was joking about. Tobias said if there are going to be earthquakes in California, they will most likely not be in the Bay Area. They'll most likely be right about where we're going to be.
Oh, you're good. You scheduled that one.
After that, we're going to Kauai January 23rd through the 27th for the Crimson Circle School 2 Coming to Earth. Tobias takes us to the whole thing of going from the order of the Ark, coming to Earth, dropping into physical bodies, and talks about what that's like. It's a really fun school.
It's really fun. It's really special. It's set up as sort of it has a retreat setting, so there's a lot of time to sort of take it all in and work with the information. It's really quite a special event.
I think we have a couple of spaces left, 2 or 3. So if you're interested, sign up now, because we're not going to do it again until next January.
That's right.
Following that, we'll be in Houston, February 11th through the 13th, for the Embodiment Workshop. It's the first time that Tobias has been in Houston. See how he likes it. Well,
it made that, you know, the men's magazine said it was the, you know.
I know. It's the unhealthiest or city in the country.
It had the highest number of fast food restaurants per capita of any city in the country.
Yeah, yeah. So it did not do good. So it's interesting that Tobias would want to go there. But I think he wants to go there to work with Dr. Michael Brandt and Susan Green. They're going to be speaking also. That's going to be a fun weekend. And, and actually, I do look forward to going back. I like Houston.
So do I, especially that
all those fast food restaurants. February 18th through 19th, we're in Mexico City with Gabriela and Luli and Contessa. And we're going to have some fun. And we're going to have a few tequilas at night. Yes.
Junk food.
No, that's real Mexican food. Yeah, not Tex-Mex. Real. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to bring my Zantex. Yeah. So we'll be in Mexico looking forward to seeing
that. We're going to have translation, too, right?
Oh, are we?
There'll be good.
Because my Spanish is not very good.
No.
Yeah.
And I only know the swear words.
Right.
So it'll be very special. And we will have the Spanish translation.
Yes. After that, we're going to Fort Lauderdale, March 13th and the 14th.
On the beach,
baby. Now, you pick these workshops for a large part. Once in a while, Tobias says, why are we going to all these beach locations in the winter? Duh.
Works for me.
And you also picked a beautiful hotel right on the beach in Fort Lauderdale.
It is on the beach in Fort Lauderdale.
So escape the winter cold weather. Come have fun with Chambra in Fort Lauderdale. Cool. All right. After that, it's March 19th to the 20th in Portland, Oregon. We've got a great Chambra group up there. Mm-hmm. Great group, but sponsored again by Heather Teach. And it should be a lot of fun. Looking forward
Beaverton,
to that.
Beaverton, Oregon. It's actually going to happen.
Beaverton, Oregon, right next to Portland. Nobody knows where Beaverton is. So.
Niagara.
After that, oh, we get to stay home for a weekend. What about that? This is the workshop we talked about before, the Abundance Workshop, or formerly titled Co-Creating in the New Energy, featuring Janice Burney and the Abundance Pod. This is not that little thing from Apple. This is different. The Abundance Pod is kind of like the Oven of Grace, but Janice is an incredible speaker.
Unbelievable. It is such a gift that she is willing. She has a very busy job, and she's found time to do this and wants to do it, and we're thrilled that she wants to do it.
This isn't the same old how to bring abundance into your life. This isn't visualization and chanting and mantras and stuff like this. This is, she could kick you in the butt. She's going to say, and why haven't you brought it into your life? What the hell is wrong with you? Go out and spend some money. And doesn't that sound like fun? Yeah, yeah.
That's a little oversimplified.
I know, but I know. This is my marketing thing. I gotta.
Oh, that would encourage me. Yeah, come and get your butt kicked.
Yeah, but learn how to spend money. Learn how to spend money. Yeah. Okay. After that, another weekend in Denver.
You moved too fast. Back on the co-creating one for a second, too. Also, because it's the first time we've done it, it's offered a very special price, and we will not be able to offer it that cheaply, that inexpensively in the future. So this is the time
that's funny.
To get
we'll charge
your
more the next time for the abundance workshop.
You got that, baby.
Get in now while it's cheap.
Get in now while it's cheap. It's
we're
going to
charge a lot after that.
Oh, yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Anyways, well, she has a very busy schedule. She's hard to get.
I know. Oh, we're going to actually take it to other locations around the country. We're gonna test it in Denver first.
So that's the one to try.
See how it plays in Peoria.
The street?
No. It's an old market thing, you know.
It's Illinois. What does that got to do?
There's an old joke in advertising. See how it plays in Peoria.
What does that mean?
I don't know. This joke is going nowhere. It means that in test marketing, you take it to Peoria first because
why?
It's mid-America. And if it works
Peoria?
There, yeah.
Isn't it
yeah.
like a PA?
See
like
if it plays in Peoria. Let's go to the next slide.
I'm lost.
Crimson Circle School 1, The Wall of Fire, returns to Denver March 26th and 27th. That's Easter weekend. Very appropriate.
Yeah, you have got that so wrong.
Oh, wow.
It's April 8th, 9th, 10th, I believe.
You know what I do? I just do duplicate side and write over the old ones. I kind of forgot to.
Right over there.
Okay, that's in April.
It's Easter week. No, that's Easter weekend. The school is 8th, 9th, and 10th of April, and that's also very special.
Look on the website. It is absolutely correct on the website.
And we do things on Easter because we don't celebrate killing Jesus.
No, we don't. There's people listening.
We take him off the cross.
Right, right.
We're not going to celebrate killing Jesus.
It was
Jesus.
The resurrection that celebrated. The resurrection.
That's ascension.
No, same thing. Oh, all right. Who are the good Catholics here? Was it the ascension or the resurrection? The resurrection. You pass. Yes. You get a free rosary. Give her your rosary.
No, it glows in the dark, and I'm not sharing it with anybody.
look on the website for the exact dates, but it is the Crimson Circle School 1, April, Wall of Fire, very intense school, a lot of channeling. I think it's like 4 days or something, so, yeah, the date's got to be wrong. But Tobias takes us from the time we were at home, leaving home, or what he calls the kingdom, going through the Wall of Fire into the void. It's very, very intense. I know there's some people here who have been to
lots
the school.
Of
raise
here.
Your hand if. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. So we just do it once a year now. I'll be here in Denver. So make sure to check on the details. April 15th to the 17th.
Go ahead, you say it.
March, April. Oh, don't pay attention to the dates.
Oh, honey.
I know. Well, in April, we're going to be.
Were you having a Nikki fit?
No, it was late last night, and I'm typing away. And I think April, I think the date is right. April
15th. I don't need a cigarette. I don't.
I have not had any of that. I have not experienced any of that.
I know you have. You've been really good, but I had to take advantage of it.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be in Kelowna, B.C., at a resort, actually, in beautiful Lake Okanagan. Okanagan, yeah. You've been there? Yeah, Okanagan. Okay. Before we take the break, don't go. I want to show you something. Okay, a lot of people say, what does Tobias look like? Ah. When he first appeared, I get out my fill-in-the-numbers coloring book thing here. Show you what a good artist I am. When Tobias first appeared to me on the airplane years and years ago, I saw him as looking like Sean Connery. You know, he had the beard.
Oh, baby. I like that.
You better watch it or he's going to come to you in
your
dreams.
Hey, there's got to be a reason to hang with this.
He looked like Sean Connery, you know, with a kind of the gray hair, the beard. He had on a crimson cape. He had a sword. He had on the big boots and that. He was tall and big. And that's how he first appeared to me. Later on, I said, Tobias, is that really what you look like? And he kind of laughed and he said, no, that's how you chose to perceive me. But actually afterwards, without telling people the story, a lot of people came to me and said, oh, you know, Tobias showed up in my dreams or while I was in the shower, which is kind of weird. kind of kinky. And they said the same thing. Tobias looks kind of like Sean Connery. And it's like, that's how you choose to have him appear to you. Everybody is going to perceive the angels, whether it's Tobias or anybody else, in different ways. But I wanted to share with you one person's drawing and perception. She said that Tobias posed for her recently. And this was how... he didn't have any pants on. No pants. This illustration was done by Ann Heath in Arkansas, and she just FedExed it up, and I wanted to share it with everybody. Remember, this is her perception, her feeling about it, but I want you to look beyond just the artwork, and I'll leave it over at the table here at the break. Please don't touch it. It's pastels, and they will smudge. I'm doing my marketing thing. I'm building interest here. No, that's it right there.
We're ready.
You see? Okay. This is Anne's interpretation, but I want you to look at the illustration first. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And then feel the energy of Tobias. Now, hold it up for the cameras. You got a camera that can see it? It's funny he doesn't look Jewish. Yeah. But anyway, I thought it was really cool. She's done a couple portraits of him. And again, he can appear to you any way you choose. But, you know, I really felt his energy in the picture here. Yeah, a little bit of the Sean Connery look, kind of. I thought it was a Jewish Sean Connery. Yeah. But anyway, I'll leave that over at the table. With that, go to the bathroom, have some chocolate. We'll see you in 20 minutes.